Good morning, y'all. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. And we're glad you are. And we're going to make you glad that you are. Come on in. It's my house, Rosie on the House. Put my name, and I'm the only man I know to blame. But just I'm living. I'm
happy and I'm free. You can usually get the first line of any song.
Good morning. It's Rosie on the House, an Arizona Saturday morning tradition. We are your weekend wake-up call for 28 years. Great privilege. We count it as a family to be able to meet y'all and greet y'all every Saturday morning. Just kind of melt away your anxieties. Sometimes the week ahead of us is so filled with miserable news. You got to tune in to Rosie on the House to get your little IV injection of positive energy, positive thinking. Forget all that stuff. Mount up your horse and ride into the sunrise. We got a packed show for y'all this morning. We're here, of course, with my wife, sweet Jennifer, of 37 years?
38.
38 years. How are you, babe?
Good morning. Good.
Good to have you home.
Nice to be home.
10 days of traveling with the grandkids. Now she's back. Got Romy in the call screening room here this first hour. If you'd like to join anything we talk about in this hour, go ahead and give us a ring. We'd love to visit with you. 1-888-767-4348. It's going to be a packed four-hour show. And, of course, Mike Reisch, our broadcast engineer, is here. Thank you, Mr. Mike. We had a great time last weekend. Sorry you missed it. But, again, I can appreciate the fact that you did out at Cleta's Ranch in Branson, Missouri. My sister has a beautiful ranch in Missouri. And Jennifer took three of our daughters and five of our grandchildren and just kind of descended on Aunt Cleta and Uncle Sean.
They were good sports, to be sure. The ranch house is not built for five little children and four extra adults, but we had a great time playing with the sheep and riding horses and playing in the creek, you know, just good old-fashioned fun.
And what's the name of the town that y'all go to and have all the fun in?
Oh, Branson. We went to Silver Dollar City.
Silver Dollar City.
Yeah.
Good, y'all say that's more fun than Disneyland.
It's a wholesome atmosphere. It really is a whole different ball game.
Okay.
But I did listen back to the show because I hated missing.
And we were broadcasting live from West Rural in Scottsdale at the Outdoor Expo. We're going to have another one here August 13th and 14th up in Flagstaff. So if you missed this one in Scottsdale, come on up to Flagstaff and have a cool weekend and join us. It was great seeing all the people coming out and visiting. One couple came up to us and wanted a picture taken and sat down and ate lunch with him a little bit later, and he says, Rosie, I have to tell you one thing. I've been listening to you for a long time, the Home Improvement Hour and the Gardening Hour. He says, but the hour I like the best is your 7 o'clock hour. And I didn't know if to take that as an insult for the 26 years we didn't have the 7 o'clock hour or just take it as a compliment. I thanked him. They were a dear couple.
Yeah, it's just fun new topics. And speaking of, who was the guest you had on from Arizona Game and Fish?
That was Scott Lavin.
He said something that really bothered me.
Oh, uh-oh.
Well, he said that the next generation of kids, that there will be children who never touch the ground.
There are reports that some urban kids could go their entire life without ever stepping foot on dirt.
That just doesn't sound healthy.
It can't be.
Well, I had just heard this concept recently. It's been around since about 2013, though, you know, it came with creation as well.
Okay.
But the idea of earthing or grounding.
Oh, like an electrical system?
Well, kind of. The earth has its own electrical system. It's full of electrons, right? So.
Oh, that's the first question I'm going to ask God when I get there. Explain to me magnetism. Because without magnetism, we wouldn't have gravity. We wouldn't have the solar system. We wouldn't have electricity.
Well, there may be more to it.
Where is the origin source of magnetism?
Only he knows.
It's going to be a very revealing answer. Anyway.
Well, we may be shorting ourselves by not being in contact with the earth. And there are some articles that Katie pointed out to me published on PubMed, so they're peer-reviewed.
Public Med.
So, but anyway, these articles have been peer-reviewed, so that means that they have been looked at, and there's
not
some...
not just one woolly bird.
Yes, there's some legitimacy to
okay.
it.
Okay, and
so,
what is it?
Well, sometimes I'm worried like I'm this leftover hippie. I was kind of at the end of that. At the office, I've gone from sitting on a ball to doing a standing desk, and if I come in with all these wires I'm going to tell you about, I don't know, Rosie, they may tell you to send me home.
Wires? We're wiring you up?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so earthing.
Okay. Earthy.
So coming in contact with Earth can help all kinds of health issues.
Do I need to get some J.P. Sears videos lined up in queue here?
Just give me a second.
Okay.
I think there's something to it.
You
the
do,
ultra
really.
Spiritual living.
No, this is scientific. This is. Yeah.
She did just spend 10 days with 5 grandchildren and 200 sheep.
Okay. That's fair.
In a small.
In a very small
house.
Environment.
And this is what she comes back with. Okay, grounding, earthing.
Okay, so it can
warm you
up. It's been
babe.
Purported to thin your blood, so improve the viscosity of your blood, which helps your blood to flow better, which would help things like heart attack and stroke and that sort
okay.
of thing, cholesterol, high
okay.
blood pressure. Okay,
okay,
so it helps your blood.
Okay.
Also, having contact with the ground can help your inflammatory issues, autoimmune issues, which are huge in our society, because
okay.
it improves the circulation, and it helps you to sleep.
What is it though?
What is it?
Yeah.
Well, it's just the electrons on the Earth's surface are supposed to help your body in these areas. So don't ask me to explain it.
So spending time outside is.
And it just can't be in your tennis shoes. You have to take your shoes off. You have to either be sitting on the ground or have your feet on the ground.
If I'm sitting on the ground, can I wear britches?
I don't know. I just was wondering that as I was speaking.
I mean, is it?
We're not going to go that hippie.
If I have to be barefooted.
Okay, let's do barefoot. Let's just do barefoot.
Okay.
Let's just keep it there. It's a family show.
Okay.
So, but if you, there's also now they've made these kits where you can be grounded while you sleep or sit at your desk. So you put a probe in the dirt outside.
Who has control of her microphone? Where are we going?
Hey, look, if you go to Amazon, this
that's incredible.
Like 60%. 5-star ratings on this stuff that has helped people improve their aches and pains and their sleep. So anyway, I think we should get back to product testing. I'm going to buy you one for your desk.
Okay, for my desk.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to come home and crawl in my bed and find wires all over the place.
No, well, you get a sheet. It's a special sheet. And that sheet gets plugged in outside. So when you lay on the sheet, it's the same as laying on the bed. Okay, I would like text, please, for people who have tried this. 411-923. If you've tried it and you think it works, I want to know. If you've tried it and you think it's bunk, I want to know that, too.
I'm glad you started this segment by saying it's purported.
Yes.
We just got to find out
who's
purporting
it. I'm ultra spiritual. And I'm going to teach you how to be ultra spiritual today.
All right, smarty pants. Okay. So that's the last time I bring in something new.
Can we just go back to the sheep and grandkids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway.
Let's see. How do we top that?
So anyway, get your kids outside, take the shoes off, and let them play in the sand.
Okay.
It's good for their immune system anyway.
All right. Very good. It is good for their immune
mm-hmm.
system. They're living
playing
too
the dirt,
sheltered anyway.
Dirt,
yes.
That's right.
All right. So it's called ground earthing.
Grounding
or earthing. Mm-hmm. And so when I see you at your stand-up desk at the office and there's wires going everywhere, I should just know this is a Jennifer experiment.
Yes, I had everybody in the office trying the balls for, the exercise balls.
Get rid
for
of your
chairs. So I'm the only one who saw my ball. There's 8 balls in the closet.
Deflated.
Deflated. No. They deflated
them.
They
take up
a
lot of room, by the way.
Only if you're not sitting on them. If you keep pushing them away from your desk. It looked like one of those McDonald's playpens,
yes,
all the
did.
Balls in there.
Yes, it did. All right, grounding
I tried.
Earthing.
I'm and, just trying
and
to help
you're,
here.
You're looking for anyone who has tried it.
Yeah, 411-923, let me know.
Okay.
And if you
go.
Want us to try it, I'll do that too.
Okay, you can. Okay, let's try it. You,
all
you
right.
can order that. What
back
does it
to
call?
Product
what
testing.
What does it cost?
Well, it depends on what you get.
Uh-huh.
For $48, I can try it at my desk. Let's
okay,
start with
let's
that.
Okay, let's start with that.
Okay.
All right, I was saying we had a lot to cover today. I wasn't sure we'd start there. We've also got National Etiquette Day for the cell phone is
yeah,
today.
Mm-hmm.
It's National Day of the Cowboy
yes,
today.
Yahoo.
We've got an event going on up in Payson we're going to talk about in the 7:30 segment. Marshall Trimble's going to join the conversation. They've got the Payson Book Festival where they invite any Arizona author to come up and meet in the Gila Community College campus. And I get they've got like 30 or 40 authors up there.
I think she said 95 in that
place. 95, wow.
That you just
That's
got
awesome.
There. And it doesn't have to be like Arizona stories or Arizona history. It's
no.
All, it's just, you just have to be an author from. As a matter of fact, I just told my hairdresser's an author, Miss Hilda Villaverde. And I always say that quietly because I want to make sure.
Villaverde.
I'm not sure I can say it right. But anyway, she's written a bunch of books, and I told her she's going to try to go up there next year.
Okay. Well, so they've got that going on up there, and Marshall's going to cut in at about 7:30 and fill us in on that. We've also got our focus on Cochise County going on for the staycation. We'll be talking about that as well. The only place to win an Arizona staycation, the authentic Arizona staycation, is at Rosie on the House. And boy, I'll tell you what, we're featuring Cochise County this week, this month. And if you go to Cochise County and get to explore Cochise.com. They've got a calendar of events there that is absolutely spectacular. The Southwest Wings Birding and Nature Festival is going to be starting just that first week of August. But here's one in Sierra Vista on, let's see, this is going to be on September 8th. They've got the Patterson Observatory Public Night. The Huachuca Astronomy Club invites you to a public viewing of the night sky. Weather permitting, you'll be able to view the heavens with a 20-inch Patterson telescope. So, yeah, they've got all the events for the entire county lined up right there. It's explorecochise.com. And if you register to win the Arizona Staycation this month, you will be going to Cochise County. More when we get back.